Hello, and welcome to The Christian American. This podcast is brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. We welcome you to this very first episode of The Christian American. And today we'll be looking at what is a Christian American to do? Well, first, let's remember, or let's think about first, what is a Christian American? Well, a follower of Christ in this nation. A person who follows Christ, regardless of the pressure by this nation and maybe others, to do otherwise. Look at Romans chapter 12, and looking at verse 2, we find there the words, "Do not be conformed to this world." We are not to be conformed to this world, but to be those who are willing to stand up for what is right, stand up for Christ, stand up for the Bible, and to defend it, despite the pressures of this world to do otherwise. What are some difficulties of being a Christian in America? Many laws are contrary to Christian beliefs. For instance, we know, of course, the law of the homosexual marriage law has gone through, the lawful aborting of children. We also know the law that allows anyone to be divorced for any reason. And so we know the laws of this land are contrary to Christian beliefs. In fact, many people today are what we would call or consider anti-Christian. Workplaces are considered of many people, but many times are not considered of dedicated Christians. Look at Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. And here the Bible says, "Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" If we want to be one of those who's considered to be a dedicated Christian, we cannot bend the knee and to give in to those who would have us to do things that would not be one of those things that a dedicated Christian would do, perhaps working on days he should not be working, working a certain jobs he should not be working, things such as that. And so we have to remember the words of Peter and the apostles that we ought to obey God rather than men. What are Christians, according to God's word, to do in their everyday lives, specifically in this country? Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Here in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 22, going through verse 19 through verse 21, we have here Christ speaking, "Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." You know, we think about this idea. We know that, for instance, it is lawful for man to pay taxes. Thus, we do so. It is lawful for man to follow the laws of the land. And thus, we do so. Until they contradict the word of God, which goes back to Acts chapter 5. We ought to obey God rather than men. Let's also go to Romans chapter 13. In Romans chapter 13, and beginning in verse 1. And here the Bible says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise for the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." And so we see here the idea that we are to submit to government. And of course, the Bible will never tell us to submit to government when it's contrary to the Bible. But when it's not, we are to be submissive to the laws of the land. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. And here the Bible says, therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. And so we see we are to be, again, are to be submissive to the government. But something else we must consider is that we must realize that our nation, while it is still a very great nation, still has many problems. And we find in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, how we are to pray for the nation, its leaders, and in reality, pray for a time of peace as well. 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, says, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We want to pray for our nation and pray for its leaders. And we also want to pray for peace. Some in our military, as of today, look according to the news, some in our military believe, for example, that ISIS is not contained. And so we are reminded of the terror that is brought on because of them and many others, that we need to pray for our nation to return to its Christian roots and pray for peace and pray for God's hand to be upon this nation so that we can be pleasing its sight and know peace once more. We thank you for listening today, and we hope you'll tune again next week for another edition of the Christian American Podcast.